About the difference between enjoyment and happiness. For example, if you go to Disneyland, you can enjoy yourself there, but you probably wouldn't be happy. You know, get off the ride, and it's $15 for a Coke, and you're not happy. And you're going to, you know, the ride, and you have to stand in the sun for 2 hours, like you're not happy, but going on the ride gives you, you know, tremendous enjoyment. And there, you know, you can't. Like, if I want to enjoy myself, so like I will pick an act or something that I will do, and that act will give me joy. I'll enjoy myself while I'm on the roller coaster, but there's no act that you can do that will make you happy. And really, a lot of the enjoyment, what you're looking for, is just a distraction from not being happy. And real happiness is the removal of crap, that when you connect to your source, so therefore you're happy. I'm saying that's what the happiness is. It's a state of being. And things can be good or bad. I mean, crap can happen. You can still be happy. Like, I don't know, you're driving your daughter to school and there's traffic. So it's not like, well, now you're not happy anymore. It's that I don't like the traffic. But it hasn't destroyed my state of happiness. Which, if you're looking for, you know, you're going on the roller coaster. That's something bad happens on the roller coaster, so then it's ruined your fun. Or if you have a taiva, have a tzura of what the chomer is. You can have a base need and it'll come out that you're not really chasing that need, you're doing something else, because that's the tzura of it. So for example, parents were split up and the person has no self-identity. So they need validation from other people. So everyone around them is virtue signaling. So I tell everyone you're terrible if you fly planes, or if you eat meat. So this is all the tzura of how I'm trying to find my validation. I'm trying to find the validation is the tzura of how I'm trying to feel good about myself, to be accepted, because I don't have this feeling of worth because my parents told me I was terrible or whatever it is. So the tzura is how things actually come out in the world, but the chomer is the root. If you get to the root of it, so therefore you'll see that that's like really what's going on a lot of times. So the tzura of the root, the chomer, is always going to be taiv, because all your taivas are going to be your desire for God, because your life, loving God means I love my life. God keeps your life. When you know, you get things in your world or whatever it is, or if you were happy because you won the lottery, it's because you love yourself. So that is coming from your desire for God. God is feeding all that physicality that's coming to you. So I love God because I love myself. So for my taivas, for myself, for my taivas, the root of all my taivas is really for God. But they can have a levisha, they can be dressed up, they can have a tzura of something that may not be so holy. The chomer of your taiva is you want a relationship with God, with your wife. Again, the relationship with your wife is a tzura for your relationship with God. So you want that, and so the chomer of this taiva becomes the taiva for things that aren't necessarily so kosher. This is just a classic example of, you know, like, you know, feeding the void of where, so you have, if someone has a drug addiction, so they keep on taking drugs even though it's destroying their life. Because the real chomer, the real center of what they're looking for is not going to be fed by their drug addiction. Their drug addiction is taking them further away from what they're actually looking for. And therefore, they get more and more into their addictions. The drugs are really what you're looking for, so you take it and you're happy. But then it didn't take you and you still have problems. Because it's just levisha of the chomer. So your take on it is that you're destroying what you're really looking for because of your taiva of whatever it is. But that's attacking the specific thing which you do want. So when you actually solve your problem, then you're not going to need drugs anymore. The drugs is the solution, let's say, but the solution doesn't work, right? It's not the guy's problem because he's on drugs. He's got a problem, and the drugs are his solution. It's just they're not working, or they work for a period of time. But then there's the aftermath of that, or whatever the addiction is, whether it's eating, whatever the addiction is. What happens when you actually engage in that? When you actually engage in that, and then you're instead of looking for enjoyment, you actually find happiness. So therefore, the times for the enjoyment isn't so bad anymore, because you don't need to jump out of an airplane to feel alive, because you feel alive all the time. But when you feel dead, so then you have to jump out of an airplane. So when you're living a good life, so you don't jump it, so you don't need these things anymore. But it's the people who are just, life is meaningless. So then I gotta get the enjoyment and enjoy, because there is no happiness there. So when you're actually living the life of happiness, so then a lot of taivas will die down, or the vishim of the taivas will command in a more holy way, because they're actually reaching the level of happiness as opposed to the level of joy.